It's Colorado's number one for new country, and with all that's going on in the world, it is just so nice to bring on air with me a local hero, a local legend, all around a rock star, and of course, Olympic gold medalist, Miss Michaela Schifrin. What is going on this morning? How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Well, Michaela, let's get right to it as we all play our role as we get through things as a country and a local community. You created a very special campaign, and it's called Kindness in Crisis, and it kind of goes hand in hand with an online auction, and 100% of proceeds from your online auction go to help our local Colorado COVID Relief Fund, as well as Food Bank of the Rockies. Michaela Schifrin, you got to tell me how you got Kindness in Crisis started here.
I have this idea of everybody had this idea. I wanted to figure out how to help local communities, especially during this time with so many people out of work, being furloughed, you know, not being able to kind of get that paid leave, basically. And just the whole impact that that has and that our economy is having on the entire world right now. But I wanted to focus on local communities, and I wasn't sure exactly how to do that, how to vet it all out. So I got in touch with somebody I know in the Valley who has a ton of contacts, and she actually started her own company that kind of works with some different, it's some form of an agency really, but she works with Madison Keys for the Kindness Wins Foundation, which used to be Fearlessly Girly. And they were actually starting this Kindness in Crisis campaign already. So she said, well, why don't you join us here? We're putting together this online auction site. You can really put up as many items as you want. We're trying to get a bunch of different athletes to join. And you can also choose where your items go. So I was like, well, that's really perfect, isn't it? So yeah, and they sent me a couple of ideas for Colorado-based organizations that I could send my proceeds to from the items that I auction off, and there are a lot of amazing ones. But I felt like these are COVID CO COVID Relief Fund and Food Bank of the Rockies were going to be hopefully the most beneficial towards what I was trying to achieve, and it's been really cool to see the response. I mean, people have really really, especially during a time when, like, you know, buying more things is not really the first thing on the list of everyone's priorities. But a lot of people have been donating, and the items, Madison Keys has items up there. Jesse Diggins has some really cool items up there. And they're actually, I'm probably not allowed to say it right now, but there's some really cool people who are going to be adding some items as well. So kind of athletes and public figures are kind of joining throughout the next, I think it's up for the next 11 days, and I'll be adding items too. So it's getting a lot of traction, and it's really exciting.
Oh, Michaela, that's so super exciting, and I just love what you're doing. Today, did you add your Bose headphones to the list? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, I added Bose headphones yesterday.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be adding possibly some people were asking for, like, kind of lower priced items. So I might be adding some autograph cards or posters, something that, like, you know, people can hopefully buy, like, just, you know, click buy, and it's not going to be as much of a bidding war, and that allows for people to donate and get items for a little bit less, because some of the stuff right now, I mean, it's up there in price, but it's super cool. I mean, I have my Oakley signature goggles up there. I have one of my Adidas podium hats that has the Barilla headgear patch on it that people are constantly asking where they can get it. And I'm like, well, they're custom made, so not easily, but this is a chance for people to get it. I have a speed suit up there. I have kind of coming up with a bunch of things. I think I might be adding some more Adidas stuff later. And yeah, like you said, I added the Bose headphones, noise canceling headphones yesterday.
You just mentioned Madison Keys and Jesse Diggins. Did you have to call them and say, hey, friends, need your help with some auction items? Or did they just kind of hear what you were doing and jumped on board?
Yeah, I contacted Jesse to ask if she would be willing to add some stuff, some gear. Madison, Well, it's her. Technically, she started the foundation. I don't know if it's her foundation or she's just a partner in it. But the Kindness Wins Foundation is something that's been like her project for quite a few years, since 2016, actually. So she probably, this idea was born more from her team, and I just was lucky enough to know the right person to get linked up with it.
Oh, that's so great. The ski community coming together, nothing better. You got to tell me about your U.S. ski team ski pants that you have for auction. I think they're going for $605. But again, you know, I think we're all bidding on these and wanting a high price because 100% of proceeds, you know, again, go directly to the Colorado COVID Relief Fund as well as the Food Bank of the Rockies. So it is so great. Like you mentioned, I know prices are going high, but it's going to such a such wonderful organizations. Tell us a little bit of history about your U.S. ski team ski pants. Is there a good story you have to share?
Well, those are the pants that we had for our team outfits this year. They're insulated, they're comfortable, you know, they tick all the boxes. They're great pants, but I've signed all of the items on the site. All not just me, Jesse and Madison, we've all signed autographed all the items that we're bidding or that we're auctioning. And yeah, I mean, the pants kind of go with the jacket, but I was like, well, I don't know if I should sell them as a unit or separately, because what might get more money? The fact is, like, you know, it's not really, it's one thing to say like, okay, I'm going to auction and I'm going to donate some of my money to support charity, you know, relief foundations. And I have and am going to continue supporting these foundations like on my own as well, but I kind of felt like I can't ask people to donate their own money and just like donate it away. I mean, I guess I can, but the better way to do that is for them to feel like they're getting something out of it. So I'm trying to pick items that people are not really going to come across every day, and definitely people aren't going to come across these items with my signature on it every day, but it's, you know, trying to give something special back to these people who are donating, you know, $2,600 for a jacket maybe, or, you know, $1,200 for my signature goggles. Like, the numbers are high, but the value, in a lot of sense, the value is priceless. And the speed suit I have up there was a suit that I used when I won in Lyons, Austria this year. And that's, you know, It's like these have significant meaning to me. All of these items do. So I feel like they're worth a lot, and I'm really excited to see the value, you know, increasing here, and people are willing to spend this money not only on stuff, you know, my gear, but on a really good cause.
I love it. Well, again, I'm just so proud of you for stepping up and doing your part to help out our locals as we get through things together as a community. This is just so cool, and again, so proud of you. And you're still adding items daily to the auction site. That's correct.
Yeah, every couple of days. I added the Bose headphones yesterday. I think I might be adding something maybe today, probably tomorrow. And the auction is up, it says, for the next 11 days. So
okay.
It's live for a little while longer, so people have time to continue bidding.
Love it. Well, if you want to check out the auction items that Michaela, Jesse, and Madison have up for auction, with 100% of proceeds going directly to our Colorado COVID Relief Fund as well as Food Bank of the Rockies, log on to Michaela Schifrin's social media. We also are going to post the link for you at SkiCountryRadio.com so you can help out as well. Well, Michaela Schifrin, I have to say a big thank you for taking time. And if you want a little piece of Olympic history and want to do your part in helping the Colorado COVID Relief Fund and Food Bank of the Rockies, just log on to SkiCountryRadio.com, have the link for you right there, or follow Michaela Schifrin on all of her social media. She's got that posted for you as well. Michaela Schifrin, thank you so much for what you're doing right now.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking time. Just love ya.
Yeah, sure. I hope everyone's staying safe out there.